Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got a very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back about 16 years now. He's been hanging out with us. He is he's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We knew him when he was at the SBA, and he is our good friend Tom Sullivan. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you back. So you brought some research with you, didn't you, today?
I did. We've been trying to take the pulse of Main Street, and our MetLife and U.S. Chamber of Commerce backs up what you've been saying every day on your radio show, and that's Main Street's doing pretty darn well.
Yep, they're hanging in there pretty good. All things considered, against all odds, it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive just to watch, isn't it, Tom?
It is. I mean, you and I know that free enterprise in this country bleeds red, white, and blue, and when we see it doing well, we always try to figure out why. We always try to figure out how to keep the momentum going, and that's really what we're doing at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. So one of the things that has been a football that's been kicked around the marketplace that small business owners have had a hard time playing the game of has been keeping up with health care. For 20 years, the health care, I've been reporting on it for over 20 years now, and the whole health care situation, how to be able to afford it for small businesses, how to be able to make the right decision about what to buy. We got caught up in the whole Obamacare. I mean, Obamacare just about killed us. Every small business owner I've ever known and all the ones I polled hate Obamacare. And it was really a horrible thing to rain down on Main Street. Now we've gotten rid of most of it, and the president has come up with some new ideas. But we still got a big basket of options. It's confusing, isn't it? What does your research show?
Well, Jim, thank you. Yeah, it is very, very confusing. And to add to the challenge, we're at under 4% unemployment, and more small businesses are realizing that they have to provide health care for their employees in order to compete for the best talent with the Fortune 500. And what our research show is that it is all about cost, cost, cost. So complexity on Main Street means time. It means time. Small business owners have to focus on something that is not about growing their business. And when complexity of healthcare adds to the actual costs of writing a check for coverage, those things are a very, very damaging set of ingredients. And so what we found was that when we researched with our MetLife and U.S. Chamber Small Business Index, we found that the majority of small businesses say that cost of healthcare is actually taking their attention away from their day-to-day business. And so we view this not only as a major distraction, but a huge barrier for small businesses to recruit and actually retain their best employees.
Well, absolutely. And this is something, as you indicate, I mean, we're in a crisis right now in this country for talent, and large businesses, small businesses, everybody's trying to find somebody who can go to work. We got small businesses out here, Tom, who tell me that they can't grow anymore until they find some qualified people. And when they say qualified, they don't just mean a welder who can weld; they mean a welder who can pass a drug test, who has a driver's license.
Yep. Yeah, and once they make the investment of hiring that welder, they want to make sure that welder stays with it.
They keep them.
And in order to order to do that, they've got to be providing some health care options. And, the president has come out with some great opportunities, and unfortunately, Democratic attorneys general have prevented these from actually benefiting
thousands of small businesses. The Democratic attorney generals are across this country in the states. So, hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to point that out some more, and we're going to get into the internals of this MetLife U.S. Chamber research that they produced for us on healthcare. We'll do that after the break. Tom, I need your website, please.
Sure. The website for our index is uschamber.com/SB index.
So check that out, folks, and it's got a lot of graphs in there. It's plain English, even I can understand it. It'll be right back with Tom Sullivan. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.